coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
It is Thursday, April 18th, 2024. You're tuned into the Hagman Report. I'm Doug Hagman. I want to thank everyone for your belief and trust in this platform. Thanks for tuning in, because you have many options, but you chose this one, and I appreciate it. And I really look forward to Thursdays, right? Eric the Tech, help me out here. What day is it? What time is it? Where am I? Now, I look forward to Thursdays.
You need your pudding cup, too?
I do. Yeah. I'm Pittsburgh. Joe Biden, my gosh. All right. Now, I look forward to Thursdays with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, folks, private briefings. I'm sorry? Yeah, they're closed. The enrollment is closed, but... I'm telling you, the information that is provided by Steve Quayle is beyond, it's necessary. At least I look at it as necessary. But in addition to that, whatever books Steve Quayle has left, I'm telling you, the amount of intellectual grit to his writings is phenomenal. So I would urge everyone to shop. Go to stevequayle.com, click on the link for the books, for his books, for the DVDs. I'm telling you what, there's nothing that Steve Quayle has that would disappoint. I'm telling you. So, also, if you are a serious investor, gold is at, new highs, 2,430, huh? Silver up? Yeah. And don't forget, silver's high was at 50 back in the 80s. A while back. I guess it was 1980 or whatever. So it looks like people are starting. The demand's there. So if you are a serious investor, go to Renaissance Precious Metals. The link is off of stevequayle.com. And the reason I give you stevequayle.com as opposed to all the other stuff is because it's kind of like a one-stop shop. You got the headlines, you got the alerts, you got all everything you need, plus the links to, again, Renaissance Precious Metals. So if you're interested in gold, silver, as an investment, there it is. But you know what? You better act soon. Okay. All right. Tomorrow, I just want to make this announcement. Tomorrow, Derek Evans, January 6th hostage. As a matter of fact, he was, had his door kicked in by the FBI as he was member of the member of the West Virginia House. That's right. He's going to be on with me tomorrow. I'm telling you, we're in trouble, especially this week with the renewal of the warrantless surveillance powers, which was passed by the House. Speaker Johnson, you know how he was guaranteed to protect the interests of the American citizens, right? Yeah, not so much in this case. But it's now in the hands of the Senate, and of course, we are going to see another 2 years of warrantless searches. Which brings me to this. Eric, if you want to put that on the screen, this is this is written by George Orwell, but opined by John Whitehead. And John Whitehead, by the way, he wrote a fantastic Government of Wolves. In fact, I think it was two books that he's written or more. But Government of Wolves, man, I'm telling you, it's a great, great book. But He writes, down with Big Brother. Warrantless surveillance makes a mockery of the Constitution. And then, of course, quoting from George Orwell, 1984. And folks, listen to this, because this is happening today, right now. And it's only going to get worse. Whether he wrote down with Big Brother or whether he refrained from writing it, it made no difference. The thought police would get him just the same. The arrests invariably happened at night. I'm going to opine right here. What do we see? Pre-dawn raids, right? You know why they do that? Because I was involved in that world a little bit, at least at the outskirts. You know why they do that? It's shock value. It's to make you fear them. Anyway, continuing on, in the vast majority of cases, there was no trial, no report of the arrest. People simply disappeared, always during the night. Your name was removed from the registers. Every record of everything you had ever done was wiped out. Your one-time existence was denied and then forgotten. You were abolished, annihilated, vaporized, was the usual word. George Orwell, 1984. Let me tell you something. To the mopes out there, to the Muppets out there, to the crap for brains people out there who are supporting the perversion of our system of justice, you wanted this, well, you got it, and you think you're immune from it, you're not. So suck on that. All right, with me, Steve Quayle. Steve, I better bring Steve on before I go ballistic. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Steve, how are you, sir?
Good, Doug. And today's title is really a critical one, because never in the history of the world was so many obvious manifestations of World War III underway has a group of people, the Americans, been so apathetic, indifferent, non-caring, nonchalant, and removed from reality. And I would say this, that's due to our schools, lower level schools, into the high schools, into the colleges. There is not an Ivy League college that's worth its salt or its historic roots that isn't as poisonous if you went and jumped in a patch of ivy. And, you know, basically I call them poison Ivy League colleges. But here's what's critical for everyone today. There is so much going on that it's always sorting what's the most important. I want to talk about, at the first part of the show, the Iran, Israeli, U.S., and everybody else at war, especially Russia, and where we're at right now in the game. And I want to give kudos to Greg at New York Prepper. I want you, if you would, Eric, to put up that screen on emergency action messages and Skymaster and Sky King messages. There, I've seen some stupid ass postings of people saying, oh, this is just an exercise. So I went on and I reached out to somebody who knows this stuff and really knows it because he was in that world. And he said this, okay, so understand, Greg, New York Prepper, has been doing a great job of not only tracking the tankers that refuel U.S. and NATO aircraft for whatever war they're going to fight, but he's making the differentiation, and rightly so, between Skymaster messages and Sky King messages. Now, why this is critical? At no time in an exercise are the targeting coordinates and the arming coordinates given at the same time, actually arming signals or codes. So what we're telling everyone right now at the start of the show, whether you believe it's World War III time or not, it doesn't matter. I think when your mouth is filled with, molten tongue and your eyeballs are liquefied in your sockets, you'll get it. I'm sorry, then it's too late. The Skymaster messages are used to reload new target data into the missiles and set them to the arm mode. Number two, Sky King messages are the launch instructions for silo missiles, submarine launch missiles, and the go code, for bombers, which can be circling around in fail-safe points in the sky. A fail point point in the sky is once they leave that, it's game on. The constant flow of messages, and again, New York Prepper's done a wonderful job of this, the constant flow of messages tells me, this is from somebody that knows this stuff, there is something being brought to launch status and holding. Now, here's boys and girls, and this is really important. When I started in Podcastville, actually not podcast, but talk radio, I broke the story in the year 2000 about Iran exploding a nuclear weapon detonation in the desert in their own country. That stayed up for 3 hours, and it was sanitized. One of my friends who's retired from a certain agency said, Steve, he said, I got a lot of accesses, but he said, that is like it never existed. So what is like it's never existed is that Iran has had for the last pretty much quarter of a century one of the most sophisticated nuclear weapons development programs in the world. Now, here's what I want everyone to understand. These are not my numbers. These are numbers provided to me. Iran currently has 1,500 Gen 2 hypersonic missiles ready to launch and 600 Gen 3 hypersonic missiles ready to launch. And they have 6 hypersonic Gen 4 missiles with 25 megaton warheads on them ready to launch. As we've said, Doug, on your show before, all the deep underground military bunkers that were built during the Cold War never anticipated a 25 megaton warhead, let alone a 50 megaton warhead, let alone a 100 megaton warhead. With a hypersonic missile development, and by the way, North Korea has them, U.S. doesn't have them. The U.S.'s Defense Department has been absolutely destroyed from the previous presidents, and with Obama and Bill Clinton doing the most damage. Obviously, Clinton first, Obama. I want everyone to remember when Obama said, watch what I'm going to do for the world of Islam. Watch what he's going to do. Doug, do you remember you and I doing a show, I don't know what, during his reign of scare and terror, where the plane loads of literally, you know, billions of dollars worth of currency were shipped to Iran. Do you remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
I just want to say this. That was only, we did that, if my memory serves me correct, about 3 years maybe after, or maybe around the same time, that Jerome Corsi came out with a book, Atomic Iran, and making the case that Iran had nuclear capabilities at that time. And that goes back to 2005 when he wrote that book. But anyway, go ahead.
No, thank you. And I forgot that he had written that book. But the question everybody's got to ask, why did the United States, when we have some of the brightest scientists, actually when we had the wherewithal, we weren't, you know, $39 trillion in debt, why weren't hypersonic missiles developed, okay? And let me say this. In the world of weapons development, and you've got to understand, it's always faster and more powerful because fast wins every time. From the time, and Iran made this clear, if Israel puts their F-35 fighters that are nuclear equipped on the runway, the time between the F-35 taxiing out, by the way, they're watched in real time by satellites, and the time that the F-35 can get or airborne, and I'm told it can't even go up on full afterburners because it burns the engine out. Gee. From that time, in under 30 seconds, a hypersonic missile will have hit that aircraft and that nuclear weapon, or weapons. So what I want people to understand is this: hypersonic missiles change the history of warfare. But wait, there's more. The intercontinental ballistic missiles of Russia, Sarmat 1 and Sarmat 2, by the way, they used to be called Satan 1 and 2. I prefer that because I think it fits more, yep. But better. They have up to a dozen independent targetable reentry vehicles. In other words, they can go in multiple directions and cannot be intercepted. We have no anti-missile system that can intercept intercontinental ballistic missiles. Guess what, Doug? In the last, I'd say, 36 hours, I was informed that they are ready to launch those in 30 seconds. Nothing in the U.S. arsenal can be launched in 30 seconds. Then I was told that Iran is on T-minus 30 and counting. That's 30 seconds. So I want everybody to just grab their watch, and I'll start you now. Now, okay, Israeli, U.S., some nuclear weapon is placed on whatever aircraft or platform, let's say B-52s, and let's say those are rolling out on the runway. And let's say that there's such good intelligence on the Russian side of the equation and zero good intelligence on the West side. Doug, now, the missile has hit. That's 30 seconds. If I'm off 5 seconds, I'm watching out of the corner of my eye. Do you see what I'm saying?
If you're off, you could be off 50 seconds. It's still incredibly... Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
go on.
Yeah, no. But I mean, that's mind blowing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mind blowing. And ladies and gentlemen, we have nothing that can even match that. And Iran's on that schedule too. But interestingly enough, North Korea, I mean, for the extra bonus, has hypersonic missiles. They have put their ICBMs, they have like 3 or 4 with nuclear weapons on board. And nuclear warheads, and they're on T-minus 30, not minutes, seconds, okay? So to say that everything's on a hair trigger is an understatement on my part. Everything is within a breath of someone deciding enough is enough. We've heard the rumors, which now are proven, and it was first carried on Hal Turner's site. And, you know, here is the thing, ladies and gentlemen. The entire French Foreign Legion contingency at a specific base in Ukraine was taken out, every last soldier. Yet remember, Macron was the one, you know, I call the guy Macaroni. He was the one that basically said to the world, we're going to put our hydrogen bombs on our fighters and send them to Ukraine. I would guess in multiple capitals of the world that don't like France, they said, go ahead, do it now. Because that was basically a declaration of nuclear war against Russia. Victoria Nuland, obviously before the Crocus attack, killing innocent men and women, and I don't know if there are any children killed, but innocent men and women, that whole thing was orchestrated by the U.S. And a week before that, basically, Nuland was saying, we got a surprise for him. Russian intelligence still fits the bill. Let's get back to Iran. When Iran and Israel decided to basically go for it, human intelligence assets in Iran were basically rounded up and executed. Same thing in some of the other Arab capitals. People in that world were sending messages to other people I know saying, we got to flee for our lives. They're killing everybody.
Are you talking about this last volley?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I'm talking the last, let's say, 2 weeks, okay?
Right.
Maybe 3 weeks. It doesn't really make any difference. The entire intelligence apparatus of human intelligence is getting whacked, okay? In other words, terminated, ended, murdered, killed. Without human intelligence, your eyes on the ground are gone. But then when you blinding the satellites, the eyes in the sky, you're flying, pun intended, blind. And then there's more when you take down the command, control, and communications, which is called C3, cutting fiber optic cables, killing military satellite channels, blowing up satellites, blowing up space-based weapons platforms that do not supposedly exist, then it's game on. But Doug, because of lying devils in the mainstream vomit brokering, mainstream accessory to genocide press, And nobody seems to be wanting to hold those dirty, rotten, foul-smelling, evil-spirited bastards their feet to the fire. They continue to give a false hope, a false window of, let's say this, well, this will all sort out. Yeah, well, guess what? You'll have one of the talking heads from CNN, MSNBC, any of the networks, Fox, ABC, they'll be holding a microphone with a cord that's obviously cut. They'll be on a platform in the background. They're located in New York. It'll be complete devastation, just like some of the science fiction movies have shown it. And the talking head, which will probably be a lady, if that's still applicable, will turn to her producer, who looks like he just put his finger in the socket. I want people to get this visual and say, do you think this will hurt our ratings? The ludicrousy of that, not the illustration, because I have heard from certain people that in essence they're trying to figure out how they can still broadcast under massive EMPs. They can't. Under massive power shortages, they can't. Under the demands of what would you say, people's need to know or actually to receive propaganda, they can't. So that's why the alternative news at this point is so important. And that's why, again, we'll bring Tina on a little later in the day. But the bottom line is that's why satellite phones and non-trackable phones are so important. I think people are going to be excited about that. But getting back.
Wait a second. Before you go further, what I know, for, just as a tease, okay, what I know about what you're going to hear later, I'm excited about because of the uniqueness to the product, of the product. Okay. So I just want to say, don't go anywhere and pay attention because this is going to be in use by our teams. And that's all I'll say. Go ahead. Continue.
Right. And for those that want to say, oh, it's an infomercial. No, it's a lifomercial.
Damn right it is.
It's a lifomercial.
And I
want people to know something. The skeptics you'll always have. I don't know if skepticism is the predominant mindset in a tormented eternal hell. But I'm sure the thought, because they know why they're in hell, is going to be more torment than people can understand.
Well, all I have to say, brother, is it will be a lifesaver, literally. And it's not what you think it is, folks. So hang in there because it's coming. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, Doug. So, you know, the title of today's show, go ahead and read it so people can get the context of the area I'm going to next.
Boy, I wanted to put my own thing to that, but the title, let me just make sure I got this correct, because I don't want to screw this up, okay? Hang on, guys. Hold on. There we go. World War III and the majority of Americans could care less. Now, I just want to say something about that title. Okay, I love Dan Bongino, okay? The guy is 100%. Except for one thing. He's saying, you know, I don't believe it's World War III right now. And okay, I disagree wholeheartedly with him on that. And that doesn't make him a bad guy. That's his opinion. But I'm telling you, take this seriously. That doesn't negate everything else he says, but take this seriously. World War III and the majority of Americans, and folks, you know them, they could care less. Or they're oblivious to it. I didn't mean to opine longer than I should have. Go ahead.
Doug, longer than you should. You can go on for 30 minutes when you're on a roll. I mean, it's your program. But what I think is critical to this discussion today is the fact that I've never seen AI orchestrated hits. And I mean, there's some smart people. I happen not to be smart in computers. This is a mouse, and my desktop is the trap. That's about it. I know really smart people, as you do. Obviously, you got one working for you, and Eric the Tech. That's not flattery, but he knows what he's doing. But I want people to understand this, that the next war, when it kicks in, and we will be the ones in instigating and initiating, meaning the U.S., NATO. And by the way, I want to put this to rest. I love my country, and I hope you do, who criticize us for telling you what is going on, because you do not understand. It's your lives. It's your wives. It's your children, grandchildren. It's your future. It's your job. It's your, quote, retirement. The only retirement that I see coming into the picture, okay, is a globalist manipulated hell, Minority Report on steroids, where everything you think, do, and say is monitored in your brain waves today. And Doug, even warning about that stuff 20 years ago, okay? Singularity and the whole transhumanist movement and the desire to have eternal life apart from God, being able to, you know, merge with a robot and you know, basically change out whatever parts don't work. And the astonishing thing is, some of the famous, one of the most famous transhumanists is a guy named Zoltan Itzvan. That's his name. And he said, at the heart of every transhumanist, they don't want to die. They want to live forever. Ray Kurzweil, who's pretty much known as the father of transhumanism, basically, the thing when his father died, these are his own words, it traumatized him. And he wants to make sure the trauma, I'm paraphrasing, doesn't continue on. So everyone's working for what would be known as the Genesis gene, the Adam gene, without God. And this is the thing that is so troubling to me, how many puke pits, that would be pulpits in most people's world, and pulp is something that's left over when you basically, you know, are taking the bark off of trees and turning them into wood. The thing is that how many pulp pits are even warning their people about this? Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's take Joel Osteen's church. How is Joel going to feed 50,000 people or whatever the membership is when the you know what hits the you know what? Well, the answer is obvious. He's not. The answer is even more obvious. They're not. But more importantly is they could care less.
You know what blows my mind when you mentioned that? Real America's Voice, their news channel, had they were reporting on a men's Christian retreat. I don't know whether you saw this. And they had a male friggin' pole dancer. No, at a men's Christian retreat, folks, you can't make this crap up. What in the hell is wrong with these people, these Joel Osteens and these mega church pastors, where the guy ripped off his shirt and he's a male pole dancer at a men's Christian retreat. What the hell's Christian about that? And wants to see another guy, you know, with his nipples out, spinning on a pole? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. It's beyond ludicrous. It's beyond insane. But it is demonic seduction, because whoever arranged that, and I didn't see it, Doug, whoever's responsible for that, it has given heed to seducing spirits. And so, ladies and gentlemen, take the word church out of the equation there. The word church, that's a great injustice, ecclesia, or some people pronounce it ecclesia. So what, and Doug, okay, that's bad enough, but why would any Christian man sit there and even go there in the first place? And if they sprung it on him, they should have gotten up and walked out.
It was unannounced, as I understand it. But to your point, though, what an apostate bunch! the entirety. You know, you need a jet. You need the neon signs. You need a Starbucks in the lobby. Get that out of here. Go ahead.
Yeah, get the bleep out of here. And the thing is that we got too many bleeping creeps, okay? And the Bible talks about those who creep in. And basically, the best of that scripture is, and lead silly women astray. Now we've got some of the biggest screwballs in the puke pits, in my opinion, of the that which used to be churches, whether they got pink hair or they ride in on a broom without, you know, without the whisper part of the end, or they're coming up with dumb statements. Ladies and gentlemen, we are at World War III. A quarter of a billion Americans will be thrust into eternity. People playing around with their salvation, people playing around with their neighbors' wives, people playing around with each other in, quote, church ministries. I would say this, whoever brought that into that fellowship is gay or is trying to gayificate, okay, not just fornicate, but gayificate the congregation. And look at the masculinity of the American churchgoers. I had an email from a guy, and I bit my tongue. Believe it or not, I bit my tongue. Also, I didn't do this. I took Tom Horn's, advice and just learned, hey, I'm only learning what the delete button does now. But I've never met, Doug, and I'm talking about my email specifically, you know, my emails. I've never met a group of people saying, well, I'm not going to fight, you know. I understand. Well, this is, you know, watching my wife get raped is, suffering for Jesus. I wish the wife would have come on my radio, or not radio, this is a podcast. I'm sorry, I'm still 20 years and behind, and said, I'm the wife. And you know what this made me feel like? Well, you know, basically a raped woman. And so that mindset permeates the neutered church. That mindset permeates the LGBTQXYZ inclusion. And I'm using the word church. Let's just use the word fellowship. But ladies and gentlemen, we sit and we watch hundreds of millions of kids over the years be butchered in the womb. We don't know how many millions of kids are being sacrificed, sitting in cages until they're pulled out, and the most horrible things you can imagine. Their hearts cut out, their flesh eaten. This isn't scare tactics. This is true. And Doug, I've never been on the dark web. Don't even know how to get there. Never been there. But I can tell you this, some of the stuff that I've seen, and I won't even identify the person, but a very famous news investigator, when they still existed, opened their laptop one time. I was at a restaurant, and I think I've mentioned this before, and I saw the most hideous things. I had to say, I said, close it. I don't want to see it. Close it. And this is the stuff that was sent to the person to show the person that this other person who's giving him the information had the goods. Now, let's look at Epstein.
Wait a second. Okay, you mentioned the dark web. I've been on the dark web, Russ's team, shatterops.org, savethem.org. We work together. We've been on the dark web. Now, it does have good things because I purchased something off the dark web for you. Actually, I purchased two of the same thing, one for you, one for me. And I want to show it to you right now. This will handle, number one, anyone who, busts your hump about things. Or number two, it'll take care of the pedophiles. So for the feds watching this, hang on, here it is. Here it is, brother. Okay, all you the cartoon watchers, you know what this is, right? So plug your ears because it's going down. Go ahead, sir.
Well, the thing is, by the way, nobody used that device. Basically, it's a detonator for high explosives, you know, an igniter, and except I think the Roadrunner cartoon. You remember when Wile E. Coyote was always trying to get that to blow up?
I love it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think of. So here's the point I was trying to make. Because someone denies the reality, or they don't want to quote Barbara Bush, why would I want to poison my beautiful mind with reality? That's not what she said, but she said, why would I want to poison my beautiful mind? Look at the spineless jellyfish in Congress and the Republicans. I got to tell you something. You would take all the whorehouses in the history of the world. I'm even talking back to Pompeii. And based on frescoes and based on the history, they had some pretty elaborate whorehouses. And 91 Republican congressmen and senators would feel very much at home there. Very much at home there. So it's not melodrama to tell you've been sold out. FISA was sold out. It sold you out. It sold me out. Warrantless searches. And the deciding vote was the fraud who was the Speaker of the House, Johnson. So how, Doug, do people go, oh, we're going to take this country back. Just vote for the maggots. It's beyond voting, ladies and gentlemen. The country, listen, when a country surrenders to an invading army, whether it's the Chinese here by the hundreds of thousands, whether it's the Iranian terror cells, whether it's everybody's terror cells, whether it's a narco-terrorist, there's nothing left to withstand it. Nothing except the American firearm owner and the vets. The veterans, Doug, I don't think anybody ever took this up before I did. No, I know that's a true statement. The systematic destruction of America's fighting men and fighting women has been ongoing for the past minimum of 30 years. 30 years.
Yep.
30 years. And again, ladies and gentlemen, now you've got armed revolutionaries, whether they're having their Hamas riots, whether they're having Black Lives Matter, or whether they're this, that, or the other thing. You know, we are undergoing internal revolution. That's critical because Dmitry Duterman's vision of when Russia attacks the United States is based on internal civil war in the middle of the country. I don't think you can get more middle of the country than Texas. And Texas has got spine. Texas has stainless steel testicles in my ability. In my not my ability, but in their ability. What's the word I want? For illustration purposes, they have the history of the Alamo. They have the history right now of fighting the border fight with the U.S. government making war against them. And that's true. We're at war. Michael Yon, God bless him. Wonderful person, wonderful friend. Very knowledgeable, you know. And Vandersteel, these guys are down in the Darien Gap, and guess what? They show it, they film it, they show buses behind Michael Yon. TNET satellite phone store gave him a satellite uplink. And so, you know, in real time, and yet so few, Doug, people will even acknowledge that. They just won't acknowledge it. And so when you hear today that, you know, it doesn't matter if it's Hunter Biden, whoever Biden, I think it was a niece today that had ties. Ladies and gentlemen, that statement I made 20 years ago, rape, pillage, and plunder, the United States is being taken under, now has basically changed to the U.S. has gone under, now comes the rape, pillage, and plunder. You see the change, Doug? I mean, it's obvious.
Yes, yes. And to your point, Michael Yon, good friend of the program, good friend. In fact, he invited me down with him and Ann Vandersteel down to Darien Gap. I'm not sure I can make that journey. However, I'm going to try to do that next time the invitation comes. But folks, follow him on social media, Michael Yon, Y-O-N. Everything. So what Michael has published on his social media, you wrote, and you know, this is not false flattery. You wrote about this years ago. Not only did you write about it, you connected it to biblical prophecy. And you were the first person, and I remember driving upstate New York on a case, listening to you discuss this with Art Bell. And somewhere in my office, I still have the cassette tape that I recorded as I was driving. I had a tape player on my dashboard, recording you and Art Bell talk about that. This is back in the 90s. So that gives you an idea how far back this goes. So go ahead.
Well, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's one thing to look forward and warn. It's another thing the watchman always warned, and that's all I've ever claimed to be, just a business guy, and there's no pretense there, contrary to my critics. And, here's the thing. What track record do they have? You'll find that most of them are nameless cowards. They have a fake email address. And the majority of those against me and Doug, I can tell you for a fact from people I know, originate with AI programs in certain agencies or in certain military intelligence wings, okay?
I just had to put one down. Yeah, I just had to put one down through the our ISP that originated exactly what you how you said. And that was confirmed to me.
So here's the deal. Time for melodrama is over. I hope that if you talk about reality, and I would say this, it's interesting to me that the people that criticize us, say, again, New York Prepper, or you, Doug, or myself, or Mike Adams, or whoever they're criticizing, okay, what track record do they have? And ladies and gentlemen, how is it that somebody who comes on the scene, I don't know, between 20 and 25, who's a headline prophetess or a headline prophet, and I just saw the stupidest statement of after the fact, I won't even name the guy, as a matter of fact, I can't remember him, a guy, claiming, well, I told everybody this is going to happen. There's no evidence that he told everybody it was going to happen. And Daniel Holdings, God bless him, he wrote a book, and it's called Midnight Strikes, Judgment Unleashed. And he used my name in one of his fiction novels. He could tell you more, 10, 15 years ago? And what is critical is the stuff that's yet to happen, that one of those things was the black market is coming into the weapons market within the United States already. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going down, ladies and gentlemen, but most of the things that are going down are your freedom, your liberties, justice for none at all. Now we've got weaponized warfare and midnight strikes, judgment unleashed. I think I have 100 of those books, and I want to make a statement, Doug. I have made the decision that I will not be publishing any of my other books any longer. I might have somebody read them, and I've had some people offer to read them, and quite candidly, and I don't mean this to be, I guess it is realistic. I don't need Daffy Duck, and I don't need an accent with somebody who can't pronounce and has no enunciation. That's why I won't even read my own books. I mean, into a microphone. Number one, I don't have time. Number two, it's a big deal. And number three, when I tried to get one of the most famous voices, I can tell you, I couldn't afford James Earl Jones. I think the starting for one book was $100,000. And by the way, I only talked to his agent, never talked to him. So I'm to the point where when these things are out of print, they're out of print. I'd also tell everybody to get Xenogenesis. Doug, you wrote a box of chocolates in that book, which is in the introduction, the Xenogenesis. And Eric, if you could put that picture up, Xenogenesis is the third strand of DNA introduced into the human double helix, and which, by the way, in our expeditions of Mexico, the amount of genetic information was astonishing. But in this book, and there's only, maybe less than 100 of these, and ladies and gentlemen, you got to check because these are out of stock. They're going out of stock. But in chapter 13, Under the Rainbow, a friend of mine, and I don't even know if he's still alive, will be if you are, just send me an email and let me know. God bless you, brother. But he gave me the most astonishing eyewitness briefing from a former CIA head dying who wanted to clear his conscience on what all the chemtrail spraying was about, what all the manipulation of the upper atmosphere about, and I'll make it simple. In this, the CIA gentleman went into great detail. Even though it has weather modification, it has everything to do with breaking down the, if you will, the bars that God put in place, even with the actual frequency of the rainbow, to basically keep very malevolent and evil entities out of our dimension. And he went on to tell my friend, Will B., that's in chapter 13. That chapter 13 is, in my opinion, one of the most important points that can be made. If I can recall my own chapters, that's a big deal. But again, it was so astonishing to me to have, you know, been able to write that. Obviously, he sent it to me, and we edited it, not for content, just to fit the format. But Xenogenesis is really critical, because you'll notice there's a flying saucer, you'll notice there's a double helix, and you'll notice there's a baby. Guess what? We have an artifact that has double helix. We have artifacts that have triple helix. Triple helix would be the DNA. And I'm convinced that has to have something to do with when Jesus talked about hell. He said there's weeping and gnashing of teeth where their worm dieth not. That worm is interwoven into the human DNA until a person accepts Jesus and comes to the point of being a new creation in Christ Jesus. And I got to tell you, Doug, I'm pretty much, but that image on that cover was found in such a strange configuration. The only thing that was different was basically that baby, that, you know, newborn, whatever you want to call it, infant, was so hideously ugly that it astonishes me that people would actually believe that the most hideous creations out of men's nightmares, but out of history's revelation, would think that something so ugly could produce, you know, the beautiful creation of God and what God did in humanity.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that book up. I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay. Now, you said triple strand DNA, right? A third strand of DNA.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And the box of chocolate article or introduction, or chapter, whatever it is, mentions exactly that. My question to you is this, because, and we didn't talk about this before the show, but when I returned from Wisconsin this week, I did pick up my copy in the library here of Xenogenesis. My question I had at the time and I have now, would you call, characterize, or describe that third strand of DNA as parasitical?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you know, and how long are we into the show? Because I see Tina coming on pretty soon.
For 10 minutes for her, 10, 12 minutes.
Okay. Tina, I don't know if you heard that. 10, 12 minutes. Hello. The thing is, she's got it. Okay. The thing is that the third strand of DNA is fallen angel DNA. The giants, the Genesis 6 giants, which really is a big deal, because God says in the Septuagint, the 13th chapter, I think, third verse, that giants are coming. Behold, I send them. And so, Doug, what that is the introduction of crystalline DNA. Again, angels have different DNA than humans. Angels were not created in the image and likeness of God, though they were created by God. And so that third strand of DNA is the literal, what I would call, the damn chain or the damnation chain.
Right.
D-A-M-N-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay.
And it's what it is parasitical.
And the reason I asked about parasitical, and then I'll be quiet, is because folks think about what happened, what was unleashed upon mankind as a bioweapon. And think about what we're not allowed to take, right? An anti-parasitical pharmaceutical wonder drug. Just saying, look, it may not have anything to do. It just could be a coincidence. I don't know. But I was just,
You know, that's a good thought. And I got to tell you something. That's a really good thought. Because parasites have to live us off of hosts. And now even today, in some of the most prominent articles, they're already talking about Pfizer admits to nanobots. Okay, remember when that was all a conspiracy? Pfizer's admitting to the parasitical nature of nanobots. Even Bill Gates has the patent for turning your whole body into a computer. Did you see that story?
Yes.
So the usurpation of the glorious creation of the living God being taken over by the damnable demons, okay? And that's the only way I know. And I want people to recognize one thing, and it's very critical. Once the nuclear weapons go off, and I think Linda Hash had a really important prophecy, and I don't know, it was 5 years ago, that when all the nuclear weapons go off, that's going to change the very, if you will, fabric of creation, and the portals that are yet to open, meaning stargates, portals, demon gates, and they open. And ladies and gentlemen, there is no way to describe the evil that's going to be unleashed. Jesus said, there's never been a time like it, nor will be again. And except God himself shortens the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And blink, and it's another month gone. Blink twice, and it's 2 months gone. So we're at this, we're at a contact point with the most profound time period ever delineated, not only in just the prophecies of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, the words of Jesus, Matthew 24, Luke 21, the book of Revelation. I want to set it straight. I have never seen the mischaracterization of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, as I have on the, you know, some of the History Channel. They quote the book of Revelation. They want to make, or Ezekiel, Ezekiel's wheel within a wheel. But the revelation is given to John the Apostle, who's in exile on the island of Patmos after trying, they tried to kill him by boiling him in oil. And when he couldn't be boiled to death, God saw to it that John would go to the island of Patmos and be given one of the most powerful revelations in the history of the world. And the revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ, which God the Father gave to John the disciple. And Jesus is the one that's only one in all of history, all of universe, everything that was worthy to open up the seven seals. The scrolls, a scroll within a scroll. So this is what, ladies and gentlemen, it's a supernatural war. It's evil. And I want to say one more thing about Iran, then we'll bring Tina on. Iran was one of the most powerful empires in the history of the world. The Bible does not record even the supernatural evil behind the Babylonian Empire or the Sumerian Empire. But what the Bible deals with is the prophet Daniel, who's praying to the living God for an answer, how long the Jews are going to stay in captivity. And the Bible specifically states that both Michael and Gabriel, that the Prince of Persia, a supernatural entity, was withstanding them for 21 days. 21 days. So what does that point bring us to? The dismissal of Iran as a pain, you know, just like a thorn in your foot, couldn't be more wrong. The old gods have returned and are returning. The principalities and powers in Iran will exert themselves, and yet so few people can put into context what's going on. And now the devil's, and this will bring Tina on right after the statement, the devil's attempt to monitor our brains, our communications, our every aspect of our being. If you've ever been on a keyboard, it's tracked. If you've ever spoken on a phone, your voice is printed. So what we're going to talk about today, you guys, and we'll bring Tina right on, Eric, is we're going to talk about Connecta, which is the, you know, the parent company now of the satellite phone store, and one of the neat new phones that they have offered. Again, it's free but it blew my mind because it protects your data. They can't track you in real time. Stingray technology. Anybody that doesn't like me, who has law enforcement, has Stingray technology, can basically listen to everything. So the thing that I want people to understand, that unlike Apple, who's going to sell all personal data, just announced that J.P. Morgan's going to do it. J.P. Morgan's 80 million customers are going to have their data sold. And a secure call is encrypted, but it has to be end-to-end. Hi, Tina. Thank you for coming on today.
Hi, thank you for having me, Steve. Yeah, so as you know, we've been coming on and talking about SAT123.com, and that's for satellite phones. Our company, you know, a lot of our customers are asking us, what about, you know, secure data on their regular cell phones? So we put something together. It is called Connecta Mobile, but easy URL to get to that website is phone123.com. So now you actually can get communication, private communication, encrypted, secured on the cell phone. It is Android-based, so if you have an Android phone, and you can just go to the website and change. You get to keep the same number. Or if you want to get a phone, we do provide you with a free Android phone. And Steve, plans start, they're very compatible. They start at $35. And the more encryption you want, it does go a little bit higher. I believe if you want full encryption on your phone, complete encryption, it is going to be about $59 a month. But no one will be able to see any or read your messages, or none of your data will be sold. I mean, it is really, really awesome. It does cost a little bit more money, but security these days, I mean, just listening to everything that you just said, security is so important these days, and especially with some of the things that we're going through. Look at AI. AI gives us almost no privacy anymore. Your pictures. I don't know about you, but if you had an iPhone, every now and then, Apple sends you a photo album and they make a video out of all your pictures. And you're like, oh, why are they looking at my pictures? Why is somebody at Apple or anywhere looking at my pictures? I mean, I have, you know, pictures of my Social Security card, my medical card, my driver's license. You know, you've got to have some kind of a privacy, and you actually don't. So at Connecta Mobile, we have changed all that. You actually do. Nobody sees your pictures. Nobody reads your messages. Nobody will sell your data. Nobody will store your data. The only thing that will be stored is going to be on your phone, what you store, Steve. So it's really, really cool.
And well, Steve,
yeah, go ahead.
I just have to say this. You know, just when I thought Tina could not get any better, to have any better item, product, service, this comes. And I absolutely love this, because we in the field have to use encrypted programs. They're clunky, they're unreliable, and frankly, sometimes they just don't work. This is exactly what we need. And you know what? If you don't need it, you don't need it. But if you do need it, this is for you. And I'm going to tell you, you don't think you need it, you need it. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think, again, this is really important. The very first question I asked Tina, and obviously Marlos, head of Connecta, I wanted to know, first and foremost, is the server offshore so the service cannot be interrupted onshore? And, Doug, that's a big deal. Too many people think that if they stay connected, no matter what encryption, any encryption that's located on a U.S. or North American server is suspect. And so what was fascinating to me and really important is that their server is not in the United States. And that would be honest, I even told Tina, without that, I would say it'd be tough. It would be tough to believe that we could have that end-to-end encryption. Now, Tina, explain what happens with the data. I'm calling you, Steve Quayle, calling Tina Blanco. I'm calling you. I'm encrypted. You're encrypted. Explain how the encryption process works. Not the tech, but just how it works.
So basically, if you and I both communicated by text messages or by phone call, or if we shared data, like if I shared my medical data with you, then you and I would be the only people that would see those. No one else could see them. And then speaking of, your location, look, if you're going to go to the next Trump rally and something happens, your location is not going to show that you're there. So those are really, really cool. I don't know, you know, what happened with, January 6th. You know, a lot of people shared their location with a lot of people because they had their cell phones with them. This would not share your location with anybody. Your location would always show, no matter where you were, it would always show that you is somewhere like in Miami. And that's about it. There's no sharing of location. So yes, Steve, to answer your question, as long as we both have connect the mobile phones, then we both have 100% security. We don't store any data. No one stores any data. The only people that will store the data is going to be you and your phone. And that's going to be the only place. Once you delete the data, it is deleted forever. If you have certain text messages and you delete them, they're gone. There's no way of recuperating those messages once they're deleted. So this is pretty much what we have put together is pretty much what's available for the government and military. Now we have made the security available for regular consumers. So as long as you both have the phones, then your data, your messages, your phone calls are 100% encrypted for good.
Doug, in the kind of work you're doing, and Tina, I don't know if you know this, but Doug and the people that were Russ Dizdar's group, you know, dealing with satanic ritual abuse and stuff, because there's so many dirty cops, that's a true statement. Not all of them are, but, you know, and by the way, I'm giving the illustration. Don't get mad at Tina. This is mine. Doug, is this not, as you just previously mentioned, basically a matter for life and death? Because if you guys are communicating and you can't basically null and void your contemporary location, people with nefarious ability and lots of money can track you and basically cause you guys to disappear. Is that an answer?
100%. Absolutely 100% accurate. And I've got a program, without saying too much. When I was in a hotel room this past weekend, I brought up, I was able to bring up not just the Wi-Fi connection of the hotel and the hotels around, but I'll say it anyway. Those people with Apple phones or with, I'll just leave it at that, Apple phones. I was able to identify the phones in that hotel and surrounding area through the program I had. With this, you're protected. Now, Tina, I've got a question for you. Does this negate the need for a VPN on the phone? If that
no, so yeah, and Doug, what this does, this is already encrypted on a secured VPN, and it is on our network, and we don't store anything, so nothing is stored.
Got it.
And as long as nobody's doing anything against the law, your data will never be shared, seen by anybody anywhere. All data that comes through our servers are encrypted and deleted. The only data that will be seen, stored, or if anything, is if you lost your phone or if you shared it with someone. Or if you shared your data, text, with someone does not have Connect the Mobile. So the answer is, yes, you both need to get a Connect the Mobile phone.
Got it.
And so you're pretty much secured. So if you and Steve communicate on a Connect the Mobile phone, then your calls are, you know, private. And if you connect by text messages, you read the message and then you delete it, those messages are gone forever.
Wow. Okay. That's what I thought. I wanted to be sure. And I'm sure folks had the same kind of, maybe some people had that same kind of question. So good. Okay. Thank you. And again, I don't think people really have a clue, Steve, as to what's out there in the data grabbers programs and the data grabbers that can do a lot of damage to you, you know?
So. Well, first of all, with what they have, Connecta, these iPhones can act as a homing device. And even when you turn them off, yes, they're still active. And Doug, if I put this in my bedroom, which I don't keep in my bedroom, This is like echolocation, like how a bat, you know, and we got a lot of bats from hell right now flying around in Washington. The bottom line is this is an echolocation device. How many people have been blown up, literally blown up by drones with missiles because of their hell phone? I call this an assassination homing device. Because of the neat way of Connecta having basically their server out of country, but when it shows up, everything is basically sent through Miami. It looks like any calls are coming from Miami or New York. In essence, is this correct, Tina? There is no specific location to the phone that we are using.
Right, right. Your smartphone currently is a snitch phone. It is snitching on you all the time. It is telling, it's giving your location to big tech, to everybody. It is snitching on you. Connecta Mobile does not snitch. It is secured. Did you know that when you power your phone off, Steve, you're still being tracked up to 72 hours, your iPhone? They're still tracking. You can't. Yeah, the phone is still snitching on you, telling your location, telling big tech what you're eating, what you're doing, what you're watching. It's telling them everything about you. Well, with Connecta Mobile, when you get our service, even if you already have an Android phone and switch to our service, the snitching stops. There's no more rats. Nobody's ratting you out anymore on what you you search, what you do, what you text, what you say. So it is it's kind of nice to have something. And again, Steve, this was available for government, military. We have made it available for all consumers.
And I think that's important, Doug. And again, Tina, the what is the name of the website where people can buy the phone? Because I still think all the time, sat123.com, what is the name of the website for this specific phone and technology?
So we've made it easy. It's phone123.com, or you can call 941-405-3707. That's 941-405-3707. And then our experts will answer any of the questions that you have. But keep in mind, Steve, in order to have fully secure, like if you want to have a private calls between, you, your wife, your children, you all have to have those phones because it's an end-to-end security.
Well, I understand that, Doug. And again, I think the important thing is there's four. How many January 6th guys are in prison now?
They just increased it. I think it's 1,400 right now.
1,400?
1,400 have been charged.
Okay.
Now, I don't know how many. I don't have the exact number incarcerated, political hostages. But they have stated, the AG has stated that their goal is to get over 2,000 by the end of the summer.
And ladies and gentlemen, the people that have already died and there have been fatalities, the people that we hear are being tortured, the people that they're going out expanding. I thought it was 450 or 465 incarcerated individuals, our fellow Americans. They're going after women because they've geofenced them, okay? And I promise when I shoot my iPhone, and I intend to do it with probably a 12-gauge, multiple slugs, and I'm going to film it, I want encryption. That's why I keep this in a Faraday bag or a Go Dark bag. The phone I carry all the time is my satellite phone, but I found out psychologically, if you don't believe this is also something no one talks about, your hell phone is an addictive, and it truly is addictive, time consumer. Look at how many young people, just watch their cell phones. You've seen them. 20 people sitting in line, everybody's on their phone. And what's interesting is is I believe this device is absolutely tracking us to whack us. That means at the correct time, and to stack us. That means basically tracky, kill you and bury you. So this is why it's so important to have end-to-end encryption. And the people that are important to you, you need to make it clear to them, look, this, you have to have one of the connectors phones. I have one, and we can do whatever we do. But again, what they have thought, and I like this because I had a pretty, an hour-long talk with Tina and Marlos. And I mean, this is well thought out. This isn't just, oh, another product to sell. Listen, it's a matter of life and death. If they're going to round up 2,000 people because they were at the Capitol building, I got news for everybody. Expand it. Expand it. When every police cruiser or every government agency has a computer in their, I was going to say cockpit, but has a computer in their front seat, and then they have Stingray technology, there's no such thing as outrunning them, because they'll just call a drone in on you. I know what it's like to have a drone 100 feet above my head that's armed with a missile. By the grace of God and the prayers of God's people, I'm still here. But that's how critical it is, Doug. And again, imagine you guys in the field with some of the most horrific things you've dealt with, and imagine somebody just tracking you there, seeing whoever might think to you. And I have a statement, Tina. A nation of finks sinks, okay? There's no more liberty and justice for all. There's basically the ultimate spy network designed to kill all except the elite. Go ahead, Doug.
No, you're exactly right, by the way. When I found out about this, okay, this is not, to me, this is a necessity for, at least for what we do, because not only are there, as you mentioned, you know, not so nice or not so clean cops, you also have the other side, the bad side, actually, their technology is, they're using technology to track us as well. And we were told that by a member of one of the groups, and I won't say any more than that. So it's extremely important if you're doing anything whatsoever that requires privacy. This is the answer to a lot of prayers, I believe, because this is not your... This is just a fantastic product, and Tina, thank you for what you're offering here. This is really truly a lifesaver, and I mean that.
Go ahead, thank you so much, Doug, and we gotta get you a phone so that we could all three of us can have some private calls. We're all entitled to privacy. I want some privacy when I talk to my son. I just want some privacy when I talk to my husband. I don't want people listening on me. I don't want people to know what I'm watching, what I'm doing. And, you know, and I don't want anybody to sell me, you know, anything based on what I'm searching through my data. So, yeah. And I think most Americans are sick and tired of it. And it took us approximately 2 years to put this together before we introduced it. So we went through a lot of testing for approximately 2 years of testing to make sure that this is 100% protected. And we are pretty sure that your data, everything is going to be secured when you use this phone.
Phone123.com, folks. Phone123.com. I'm telling you. In fact, we have a meeting with the organization. This is number one on our itinerary in terms of our meeting because of the necessity for privacy and prying eyes. So again, thank you. Phone123.com. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think one of the things too that impresses me, okay, is that they have this wonderful term for those of us who are not technically inclined. It makes it really friendly, okay? You only need to know this. What's the number of your person that you're calling? And do they have the same phone? And Doug, you can bet what Tina just said, you and I will have these phones. The people that I have to keep in contact with, like some of my, some of my sources for intel, we have to use other methods. By the way, we don't use cell phones. But the point being is that I love it that you don't have to have maximum expertise. You just got to know, hey, I'm calling X. I'm X, I'm calling Y, Y and X both have the phone, and we're using, again, what's called adaptive authentication. And that's really, really cool because the people, and I want everyone to know this, if you got the cash, any private citizen or terrorist gang or people that hate you because of the color of your skin can buy that. And it's made, and the community organizers that are funded by some of the billionaires are they're buying this technology for people. In other words, Stingray technology. So anybody who's outspoken against this, they have their target list. Don't make it easy for them. Tina, again, what's the number?
941-405-3707. Steve, one last thing I want to point out is that you can also, on a higher plan, you can get a phone that is not made. It's made in like Finland. It's de-Googled. So if you want like complete, like really, really complete security, you can buy those phones. They're about $1,600 each. But I think if you sign up on a plan that's a little bit over $100, you do get that phone also at no cost. So there's a lot of options. Call that number and ask questions and get the right phone for you.
And FYI, I'm familiar with the Finnish advancement, Finland's advancement. Finland is working on 6G. And I mean, they got enough G's to make, every letter of the alphabet G, but 6G, Finland has some of the most sophisticated development in the world. This blew my mind, okay? This really blew my mind. And what's important for people to understand is that not every country sees their citizens as spies or as incorrigibles. And at the end of the day, Doug, all this is in my opinion, we have no clue of who buys the data from our iPhones. I mean, I have a clue, I know, but every three-letter agency or anybody that wants to profile us, down to entrapment, down to, it was just stated recently that, certain agencies can set up anybody for anything.
And they do. And if I can interrupt, okay, FISA, again, we talked early on about FISA, the 702 authorization. People don't know this. I spoke about this earlier in the week. It came out in congressional testimony that warrantless, the abuse of the FISA system. And folks, think about this. How many abuses were cataloged and documented through congressional testimony against American citizens? 278,000 times FISA was abused and used against American citizens without warrant, without probable cause or warrant. 278,000 times. Let that sink in.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Doug. Yeah. So phone123.com. 941-405-3707. Please call, get the right phone for you, get the right plan for you. The higher the plan is, I think the most security that you can get it on that service that you can get is going to be about $59 a month. The lower plans will give you some security, but not full security. But they will give you the data and unlimited calling as well on the $35 a month plan. But
this to me is comparable to cell phone plans in general. I mean, why not have this? Really, it's not that much more, if at all. I mean, it's great, and of course, you can choose your different plans and look at the exclusive limited time offers there. When I went through this, when Steve told me about this, I went through this and I was like, wow, this is just absolutely what we need. And again, when you look at, Tina, you know, when you look at the abuses and how many people have been spied on, and about the Capitol, January 6th, again, they want that number, the Matthew Graves in the AG's office and the AG, they want to have a total over 2,000 in charged. Okay, but it's just not the people at the Capitol. It's now they're looking at people that assisted those or facilitated in or supported those who were at the Capitol. That's how far the different levels that they're going down. So, you know, in a lot of the indictments I've read, I don't think there was an indictment that did not have the cell phone information embedded in the indictment. And I've read a lot of indictments of J6 people. So anyway, that's, you know, I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but man, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of like a burner phone, but not really a burner phone.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah. So it's a burner phone that you can keep for forever because it does the same thing. It doesn't track anything. It doesn't do anything. You better believe that if I'm going to go, and I probably will go because, you know, I love Trump rallies. If I do go to a Trump rally, I am going to take my sat phone with me and my Connecta mobile phone with me. And that's it. I'm not going to take anything with me that I can be tracked because it's just not good for anyone to track me if I don't.
This
is a free country and you shouldn't be tracked, and we're all being tracked. And we all gave our information to all these big tech, and they used it against us. They're you know, they sold us and made billions and billions of profit from our data and gave us absolutely nothing. And we freely gave them our information. It's really, really sad. And it's time we wake up and say, enough is enough, no more. You don't get nothing. And that's kind of what we're doing with Connecta Mobile.
I love it. And folks, you know, I cannot think of really at this point in time, given the abuses, given the fact that we're under attack, the injustice system has been weaponized against patriots. Heck, they are even putting you on a list. Anyone who has purchased a Bible using a credit card or using a payment platform, certain payment platforms, if you purchased a Christian Bible, they are putting your name on a list. Mayorkas just said the biggest threat is the biggest domestic extremist threat. And this was just in testimony as well this week, are the Islamophobes and the white Christian nationalists. And I'm paraphrasing here from a longer testimony, but you know what? I'm not going to put up with that. And this is why I love this. And if folks, if you think you're immune from this, you're not. I just said, if you purchased a Bible with a credit card or on a certain payment platform, your name is on a list. And if you don't believe me, just, you can search it out. The information is out there. Steve, you back? Is this thing on?
I'm sorry. How long do we have?
We have 7 minutes.
Okay. Take it for a few minutes. I have to run and open the door for somebody, okay?
Sure.
So you go ahead because I got to open this door. Thank you.
Oh, no worries. All right. So Tina, one of the things that people I wanted to ask you about, because I saw this and I want to make sure this is correct. I know that there are continuous updates and improvements being made. Now, is that done remotely through your, what would you call it, your equipment, your things that you have that make those phones work?
You mean like for the satellite phones, or are you talking about the cell phones.
The whatever makes that encrypted phone work, I take it, and perhaps I'm incorrect on this. Maybe I misread this. If there are any updates to whatever system that uses that encryption service, are there updates necessary, or is it not necessary? Like, you know how when you have like an iPhone, you might get a message, your phone will be updated at your software will be updated at 12:01 tonight or whatever, or 12:01 a.m. tomorrow. Is that necessary for this? I guess that's my question.
Yeah. I don't think it is. And again, we don't store anything. Everything gets deleted. Everything is gone. It's wiped clean. Does your phone need updated? How much do you need? Like what data, what apps do you need on your phone? Sometimes if you open up some of these apps, Facebook, whatever, you know, you may need updates, but then you lose some security when you allow these companies, these social network companies, you know, when you open up, you basically open up, you know, I say you kind of open up to the devil when you open up some of these apps, because they're, you know, they're pretty bad. They really, really are. For me, my phone is just to make a call, text my friends and family. I use it just for communication. I don't want anyone to be tracking me. I don't want, you know, any social media. I don't work with social media. I don't do any marketing with social media. My marketing for my company is this. This is how we market. We connect with people like you and Steve, Doug, and that's what we do. We don't use social media.
I love it.
Hey, Doug. Let me say one thing. Tina brought up one of the most critical aspects, or I think either one of you did. When you buy an iPhone and you sign the agreement, it gives them the right to download software. It gives them the right to pretty much put what I would call parallel data streams that you don't even know exist. That's why if you're talking, I'm talking to Tina. I want to buy a paddle board. You'll see stuff show up on paddle boards. So AI is going to completely dominate this phone. It already does. They're just not admitting it or telling you to what degree. So ladies and gentlemen, again, it's critical. And I will show you myself shooting my cell phone. I just believe that I want my phone to go out with a bang, okay? And it would be to get a plunger, just too problematic. You know, then I'd have other issues to deal with. But, you know, still legal to shoot my cell phone. And so, ladies and gentlemen, again, you can call 941-246-2156. And again, Tina, I like it because you make it easy. You know, is the website phone123.com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Even I can remember that. And Doug, this will become more and more crucial and critical. And I'm not talking years. I'm not talking even months. I'm talking weeks, everyone, because it is a time sensitive. Listen, this is what we need, because they will do anything. I'll tell you what, you drive by any place with this phone on, and even if it's off, and there's a crime, you will be visited because your phone was in the vicinity. And that's really a bad deal. It's not just January 6th. Any event that happens gives everybody who gets, and primarily the phone companies won't cover where your phone was at. They'll give the authorities any record. So, Doug, if you are driving through somebody else's crime scene, you're going to be automatically a person of interest, and you will be put on the, quote, interrogation list.
And, I can prove that is true. Based on recent events. Tina, Steve, we're out of time. God bless both of you. 30 seconds, whoever.
Well, I'd like to spend the last 30 seconds. I know I talk a lot, but I don't know of a product that is more time sensitive. And I'll say it. A nation of thinks sinks. A nation of thinks stinks. And we have now everybody spying on everybody. Again, ladies and gentlemen, phone 123.com, 941-246-2156. Tina, thank you. Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you both. May God bless you, Tina. Steve, God bless you, folks. God bless each and every one of you.